It's a great privilege to be here among you, and especially in this historic church. As a Langham scholar, being here means a lot to me, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Watch out if your church launches a Bible class. I was firmly established in a doctoral program in molecular biology at Aberystwyth University in Wales when I realized that I was enjoying preparing for my evening Bible class more than I was enjoying my postgraduate studies. I had been trained as a biochemical engineer in Germany and had graduated again with a master's in biotechnology when I joined Aberystwyth University. And almost immediately upon coming to Aberystwyth, I began taking these Bible classes at St. Mike's, the Anglican church I joined as a student member. Until that point, I was attending church and home groups about twice a week and have always found Christian literature inspiring. My process conversion began when I was 12, but through adult Bible study and adult Sunday school in Ethiopian churches in Germany, and most clearly during the Bible class in Aberystwyth in 2009, I sensed God's calling to devote my life to helping Christian ministers and leaders nurture the life of the mind. I began seeing the necessity for a thorough study of God's word and realized that a well-structured and contextual training is needed for pastors, and that only then can they enhance the quality of their faith and their effectiveness in shaping others. So the decision to leave my career in life sciences for a graduate school in biblical studies and eventually for a doctoral program was not quickly or easily made, but it was inevitable once the Lord developed in me a passion for the Word of God. And I realized that if I did not heed that calling, I would reach old age with the regret of a misspent life. The sudden loss of my younger brother also propelled me forward and served to, you know, anchor my life in the pursuit of, in a more profound pursuit, which I sensed God had in plan for me. I therefore returned to Ethiopia and began theological training at the Ethiopian Graduate School of Theology. You've seen a little bit of our compound in the video earlier. And there I began my preparation for theological training. So 2 years later, in 2014, I was identified for Augustus Faculty Development Plan and joined the school as prospective faculty. 2 years ago, I came here to the UK as a Langham Scholar to pursue a PhD in the New Testament at the University of Edinburgh. My PhD project is on the first epistle of Peter, and I was drawn to scholarship on 1 Peter because of its unique portrayal of suffering as a necessary testing to ascertain the faithfulness of believers. The epistle's elegant prose and its vivid imagery of believers as royal priesthood and God's holy temple, who are nevertheless called to follow in the steps of Christ the sufferer, has enriched my imagination and continues to be constant inspiration to live in defense of hope despite emotional, financial, or circumstantial struggles that one faces when living as far away from home as my family and I. My specific research topic, I will not bore you with the details, is generally around the cultural and religious context that shaped the thought world of the earliest Christians and how Jewish worldview and expectations for the end times opens up the way Peter understood the Christ event in relation to suffering. So I'm looking at specific ways Peter used the scriptures, early Jewish tradition, as well as the teachings of Jesus to depict Christian life post-resurrection and before Christ's second coming. Upon completing this program, My family and I will return to Ethiopia in June or July 2020, and I'll begin teaching courses on the New Testament and intertestamental literature at the Ethiopian Graduate School of Theology. This school, my home institution, EGST, was jointly founded in 1997 by the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekane Yesus, the largest Lutheran church in the world, the Ethiopian Qaale Hyuwot Church, having 9 million members, and the Evangelical Churches Fellowship of Ethiopia, estimated at about 8 million. It is an interdenominational and international institution that exists to equip formally, this is the vision statement, and I quote, Christ-like women and men through theological and related studies, and to stimulate research for the service of church and society in Ethiopia and beyond. It currently offers a postgraduate diploma in biblical and theological studies and master's programs in biblical studies, systematic theology, and other traditional theological trainings, as well as theologically focused leadership and management, developmental studies, and community development. A few months ago, EGST launched a PhD program in collaboration with the Free University Amsterdam. In its research activities, EGST coordinates and conducts research projects in diverse disciplines and issues relevant to the Ethiopian context. Through its graduates, EGST is providing qualified teaching staff to strengthen existing theological institutions in Ethiopia. Most of our graduates are employed as instructors or administrators in all of the degree level undergraduate theological institutions in Addis Ababa and other cities in Ethiopia. And many of their diploma programs are headed by EGST alumni. EGST graduates also serve as pastors in different ecclesiastical contexts, particularly in urban settings, and as leaders of national, synod, and district church offices. Other graduates hold research and leadership management and technical roles within non-governmental organizations and para-church institutions. As you've seen in the video, EGST is also engaged with community-centered projects, with maternal and child health projects, and in the empowerment of women and other maligned groups in the country through community outreach programs, public relations, and other networks. As EGST endeavors to be a research center nationally and regionally, meeting international research standards, emphasis is placed in our training on biblical languages and interactions with global networks of scholars. Through EGST's encouragement and Langham's support, it has been possible for me to teach and learn the Bible and ancient languages, which has afforded me the exciting opportunity to work with theology, hermeneutics, history, and other related fields. But because I come into the academic study of the Bible through the church, I believe biblical studies must always and ultimately serve the Lord's church. And I'm beginning to realize afresh that although training in Greek and Hebrew is an exceedingly important part of the curriculum, the success of theological education and service rendered to the church is to be measured not in terms of, you know, teaching methods or solving ability to solve exegetical problems or producing original research, but in terms of whether our Bible schools have produced mature disciples who are dedicated to serving God and others to the best of their ability. So although adequate and accurate knowledge is a must, it's only a starting place, like Liz McGregor always reminds me. And I'm convinced that a radical commitment to putting knowledge for the good of God's church supersedes the pursuit of knowledge in and of itself. As the old Scottish proverb goes, Greek, Hebrew, and Latin all have their proper place, but it is not at the head of the cross where Pilate put them, but at the foot of the cross in humble service to Christ. Through the unlikely route of a historical critical study of the New Testament at a secular institution in the heart of Scotland, I'm beginning to be keenly aware of the need to identify, like Parish was saying, context-specific problems and come up with uniquely Ethiopian solutions to problems that the church in Ethiopia is facing so that the whole gospel can be preached to the whole person in Ethiopia. As you can tell from the video that you have just watched, Ethiopia presents an environment flooded with multiple and complex problems. Remedies that have worked elsewhere may not necessarily serve the cause of holistic transformation all of us aspire to see. So there is a need for fresh, creative, and indigenous research to find solutions for the myriad problems that plague the church and the society in Ethiopia. As it is well known, the majority of Christians worldwide now live in the global south. Ethiopia is an epicenter of this accelerating worldwide shift. Among nations with the largest Christian populations, in 2010, Ethiopia ranked 10th. By 2050, it will move to 5th. Today's Ethiopian young adults will, in 30 years, lead a worldwide center of Christian life and thinking. Is the church in Ethiopia ready to shape future leaders of the 5th most Christian nation on earth? This is a question I find myself asking and again, and I continue to worry as different gospels resounding greed and misappropriating the word of God continue to lead Christ's people astray. As we are keenly aware, even more so after that video that articulates the plight of women in Ethiopia, all is not well with the world we have been called to confront and comfort. Female genital mutilation, child brides, sexual and economic exploitation, ethnic othering, state-sponsored violence, inequality, poverty, and disease continue to plague the nation. Dark and dire as it may seem, this litany of strife and woe is no more so than the daily news from around the world, which confronts us every day from our television screens, radios, and newspapers. This is the state of the world today, and this is the mission field to which we are called to minister. N.T. Wright once said that scripture offers a picture of God's sovereign and saving plan for the entire cosmos, dramatically inaugurated by Jesus himself, and now to be implemented through the Spirit-led life of the church, precisely as scripture-reading community. So, as an Ethiopian evangelical and member of faculty at the Ethiopian Graduate School of Theology, this is my vision: to equip my students, the future leaders of the 5th most Christian nation in the world, to comfort and confront this aching and misguided world as scripture reading, spirit molded messengers who are uniquely placed to step out into the darkness equipped in the armor of God. I would like to conclude with a request for your prayers, if I may, on 4 topics: for my studies, my family, and my home institution, EGST, and as well as for Ethiopia. By God's grace, I am nearing the completion of my studies, and I plan to submit my thesis in May 2020. Please pray that I'll be able to focus and write clearly and pass my viva, of course. Please join me also in praising God for the many lessons and life skills he has taught me since I came to Edinburgh. Secondly, please pray for my family, for the health and safety of my 2 daughters, a 3- and 4-year-old, as well as for my husband, who's a preacher and a writer, now working on a book on Christology aimed at defending the false gospel of prosperity teaching, as we call it in Ethiopia. And thirdly, please pray for EGST as it strives to serve church and society. And finally, please remember Ethiopia in your prayers. For the first time in the country's history, we have an evangelical prime minister who has shocked the world with the positive changes he has introduced in the 9 months he has been in office. Pray for God's guidance and wisdom in the nation and state building he's currently engaged in. And thank you. God bless.